Now, as you came in, as well as your service sheets, you will have been given some other bits of paper. If you are a small person, you would have been given a piece of paper with activity sheet written on it. If you're not a small person, then unlucky, because these activity sheets are great. They are full of choices and interesting and exciting things to do. Pictures to colour in, some advice about what we're doing, as a little maze on the inside, and on the back, a colouring thing. All about our theme today. If you are a little person, feel free to be using that right now. Everybody else, you have another piece of paper which we'll come to later, but I want you to pick up your A and B choices again at this stage. Because I'm going to try something that I've never done before, I've never seen done before, and I really don't know if it'll work. I'm going to try an interactive sermon through the medium of your choices. When I was little, I used to love those books that gave you choices as to what happens next in the story. Did anyone else ever have them? Yeah? So I'm going to try and do that with the sermon. I'm going to ask you some questions at various points, and judging by your responses, A or B, that will determine where we go in the sermon. Do you understand that? Hold up A for yes and B for no. Whew, that's a relief. Okay. Do you think I'm actually going to follow through on this? A for yes, B for no. There is about a 50-50 split there. I hadn't really thought what to do if I get a 50-50 split. I'm going to ask you again. Do you think I am going to do this? A for yes or B for no? There's actually marginally more B's there now. That's very worrying. To prove it to you, would you like to hear my impression of a dolphin or my best joke? A for dolphin, B for joke. Okay, I'm going to say probably more B's. Buckle your seatbelts, here we go. Do you know what's making headlines this week? Corduroy pillows. Think about it, let it brew. That's a good one, I told you. Yeah. Okay, right, here's the first genuine question that I've got. We had two readings. We had a reading from Deuteronomy and we had a reading from Luke's Gospel. Would you prefer to hear about Deuteronomy, A, or Luke's account of what Jesus was saying, which is B? Okay, pretty definite B's there. Okay, so we had Jesus speaking to the crowd, saying some really hard things, really difficult to understand things. He used something that we call hyperbole to make a point. He was saying, you cannot have anything, anything at all in front of me. Hands up. A, if you want to hear some more on this, or B, if you want me to move on to the next topic. Okay, we've got some A's there. This is good. Now, Jesus talked about making these choices because he was talking about being committed. He was talking about when you make your choice, you've got to decide what the consequences of that choice are going to be. If you would like to show a little bit more about what happens next to Jesus is A, or to hear about how that connects to the theme of the service, B. I think that's mostly B's. I'm going to go with this. This connects to the theme of the service because the theme is all about choices. It's all about making decisions. Jesus was saying to his disciples, you've got to think about the choices you make. You've got to weigh them up and make good decisions. And the theme of our service is choices. Moses, who was speaking to the crowds, the crowds of the Israelites in Deuteronomy, that's what that passage is about. He said to them, choose. And you can choose. You can choose at this moment. This is a fork in the road for you. You can go one way, or you can go another way. He gave them two choices. He said, this is the right choice, and this is the wrong choice. If you would like to hear more about the right choice, hold up A. If you would like to hear more about the wrong choice, hold up B. There's marginally more A's, I would say. This is great, because what I'm guaranteeing is that just under 50% of the congregation are disappointed at every choice we make this morning. Didn't really think about that bit. This is the right choice that Moses was talking about. He said, choose life. Choose God. Choose walking in the right ways. Choose living your life the way that God wants you to. Observe his commands, his decrees, his ordinances. And then do you know what happens? You will live. You will become numerous. You will enter into this land that I'm promised, and the kingdom of God will start to come in through you. That was the right choice. Do you want to hear my final point? A, yes. B, no. Wow. I'm so disappointed there's only two B's I can see in the whole church. I've got another 30 minutes worth of material here, people. I don't. The final point is this. Each and every day, each one of us makes choices. We make choices about how we treat other people. We make choices about what we're going to do, about what you want to play with, about which way you're going to go to school, about which way you're going to go to work, about whether you're going to answer the phone. But you also make choices about what kind of person you're going to be. Do you want to be the kind of person that lives life, that is all that God calls you to be, who is fully alive in everything that God has given you? Do you want to be a person who takes everything that God's given you and uses it for God? Or do you want to be the kind of person who actually wants to keep all your stuff together and say to God, you can have this little bit here on a Sunday for an hour? That is the choice that each one of us gets to make, each and every day. Final question. Do you want to hear what I think is the right choice? A for yes, B for no. That's good. The right choice, oh so obviously, choose life. Choose life in all its freedom, in all its goodness, in all of the good things that God's got for you. Choose life. Take away your service sheets at the end. Take away this sheet of choices. Stick it on your fridge. Stick it by your bed. Put it in a book. Put it in your car. Keep it with you all week to remind you that you have choices about everything you're doing. And remind yourself which choice that you are making. Choose life.